Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
I mean, he is our tech guy.
He is our tech guy.
Yeah.
And he looks like one.
Someone was like, they can't hear us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. They can't hear us.
Yeah.
And then he came in. He's like, it's fixed. I'm like, because he's our tech guy. I mean, we haven't had internet for 3 days, but he's our tech guy.
Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense, right? He said he was in here earlier trying to get his phone hooked up to the TV.
He
that
said,
sounds like someone
talking to you. I'm the Twitch tech guy, all right? The Wi-Fi is the
best. Well, that's pretty narrow. Pretty
yeah.
narrow when, you, when you're just saying, hey, let me tell you.
I'm not the radio station tech guy.
Let me give you my resume.
We got engineers.
I'm a Twitch tech guy.
And on top of that.
On top of that, it's like Popsicle on Twitch who does it. And
well, yeah.
He's like, you have to ask someone on Twitch. I don't know how it works.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, really okay.
And then they come in here and they're like, hey, let us show you how to do this, Snow Cone.
That's
and
right.
That's really.
Yeah. I'm the Twitch volume tech guy. Let me narrow down that scope a little
okay.
bit.
He knows how to turn the volume on.
That's it.
But
yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Looks like people can hear us, so I'd say you're not the worst tech guy. Whoever's in charge of the internet right now, I'd say he's doing worse than you. It's been a week, but whatever. Mm. We'll survive. How are you guys?
I'm great, man.
Good.
No problems.
Anything interesting going on in your life?
No, not that I can think of.
No, me neither.
I mean, I wish I had more to tell you.
I know, me too. Every day when I get home...
I told you, somebody asked me to
like,
him in a Denny's.
Oh,
I
yeah, did
someone
you
asked to do a threesome.
Wait, so hold on.
Nice.
The
yeah,
Denny's
different.
Message and then the next day?
Well, no, this is all, you know, within the last week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
but,
first you got the
I think I got the threesome one before, but
okay.
Yeah. I only thought to tell you about the Denny's one because it came in while we were working.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what'd you say?
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't.
You can't host it. You can go to one.
I can't. What am I going to do? I can't leave.
What do you mean? You go to a hotel. Who hasn't gone to a hotel to make this work before?
Yeah, but I mean, I have kids at home.
Right. That's why you go to a hotel. They're old enough. They can be home alone. Your oldest is old enough to drive. Yeah, he's almost old enough to vote.
I have to tell you, man, it's a weird thing to say, like, you know, hey, I'm going to go out to dinner for a while and then come home and have to look him in the eye after you've done something like that.
Well,
and by the way, I'm not going to do anything like that. It's not going to be like, you know, at a happy hour thing. Like, it's, you know, you got a drink and, you know, that's a full evening
night
commitment. That's we're going to get rowdy. And, you know, you just can't come rolling in the next day to take him to school smelling like Church of Lazlo vodka and used
the hell I can. What happened to Lazlo,
the
man?
Guy smells
where did he go?
I know. He's the one who always said, make it happen.
I know.
You've got an offer here. Some people go their whole lives without an offer like
their
that.
Own single dad stuff.
Yes, but that's not a real excuse. Your oldest is almost old enough to vote weeks away. He can watch the younger brother who's also a teenager.
See him?
Yeah, you will see him. You will see him when you see him.
It's weird.
He's gone all the time anyway.
That's the kind of stuff they make movies about where they talk about their dad. Like, let me tell you about my dad.
Don't tell him
my dad used to go get drunk on Wednesdays and have threesomes and then try to take us to school on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wouldn't talk to him about it in the car ride, what you did the night before. Just say you're sorry.
Because they're not children.
Well, that shouldn't be an instinct. Oh, where was that? He must have been having a threesome.
If I don't come home that night and I smell like booze, they're going to know something happened.
Well, try not smelling like booze and get a little time.
That's what I'm saying. The whole thing is a commitment. It's not like I can just roll in sober. In and out, that doesn't work for me.
What you're saying right now is horny isn't winning.
Yeah, no, you're right. Not. Horny is losing.
Yeah.
What happened to you? Where is Lazlo?
You just go to
the
hotel, you take a few shots. It doesn't take very long. This isn't a romantic affair. You don't need martini glasses. Take a few shots. Have sex at the hotel. Say, hey, thanks. If you need to Venmo them some money for the hotel, do that. And then leave. Motel, I guess, I mean. And then leave. And then that's it. Take some time to sober up. You could stay there a little while to sober up. Then take an Uber home. Your kids are already in bed. You see them the next morning. Mm. Hey, what'd you do last night? Oh, me and Slim Fast went and did trivia at Hooters. Whatever. They'll buy it.
I mean, you're starting to talk me into it.
And I'm sure AI could help you, too. It can help you plan just about anything. How can I get away with this? How can I make it happen and get away with it?
Tell me a story to tell my children.
It'll give you a good one. I guarantee.
I mean, it does work a lot.
I know. So make this happen.
I use that thing all the time.
Yeah.
I was in a grocery store. Like, which one of these should I buy?
I
really do. But like, hey, which one's better for me?
That's how Brooke is. Everything is constantly.
More and more. It used to just be like, hey, help me with this.
Yeah.
And then a week later, like, oh, what's this about? Here's a documentary on this. You know, give me a synopsis on the Vietnam War. How did it end? You know,
I
got that picture in my head of that helicopter, but I don't know what the hell happened.
Exactly.
And it's like, here's what happened. Then later on, I'm like, hey. What type of supplement should I buy? Which ones are fake? Which ones are real? And it's like, yeah, I got you, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So it can be your wingman in this scenario as well. Do not tell that girl, sorry, I can't. I hope you didn't already message that.
I did.
If you did, okay, then message her again and say, you know, on second thought, we're going to talk to ChatGPT and figure this out. The Church of Lazlo. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you? Sorry I disappointed you.
Well, you know, I mean,
I bought a T-Brag on Twitch. Said it's like... It feels like the Generals beat the Globetrotters today.
That is what it feels like. Which that did happen once, right?
Well, hey,
it should only happen
once.
I only
turned down half. Part of that. The other one, I said, you know, name the Denny's.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean, you know, that's easier to pull off.
God, really, though? I mean, you're willing to go into a public place where you could get in trouble. And now your kids might have to bail you out of jail.
I'm not calling my kids to bail me out of jail.
Well, whatever. They might see your mugshot. I don't know.
I have a friend of mine. We both have money in each other's kitchen.
In case you get...
Either one of us.
Use this
in case of emergency.
How much money? Because that's the sort of thing, if I left that in someone's kitchen, it would be about 3 days before I said, actually, can I come get that money? And I'll give you it back later. But that would not last very long.
No. It's also, you have it, when it's in there, you're like, well, I could just spend it.
Right.
100 of it.
Of course.
I'll put it back.
If it's anything substantial, especially. I mean, if someone gave me over $1,000and said, here, hold on in this case I ever get arrested. Oof, that's going to be a problem. It's like if you ever tried to, during COVID, some people were taking cash out and it's saving it. Like it was the Great Depression. The banks were going to fail. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends said, well, it's probably smart to go ahead and have a little bit of cash on hand. And up to that point, I was the type of person that's like, that's stupid. I'm not doing that. I'm not hiding money mattress. But COVID, everything was so weird. I was like, maybe my debit card will stop working. I don't know. So I got some cash out. I told Brooke. I was like, hey, I put some cash here. It's in the bedroom hiding this thing. Okay, good. And then I don't know how much later it was. Maybe a year or something. She's like, hey, don't forget that you got that cash. And I'm like, I do not have that cash. I don't know how long it lasted. Yeah. Maybe, well, however long any savings last. Till your next pay period, right? You get to a couple days before payday. And you're like, yeah, I'll go ahead and take care of that. You know, speaking of which, my significant other, she's been going through this whole job hunt thing lately, having to do interviews and everything else, and it made me think, like, do you think we could get jobs if we needed to? Do you know how to get a job? Do you know what goes into it?
No.
Boy, oh boy.
Plus, I don't want it.
Well, I know.
I know that's the worst thing. Like, I don't want it. So then, like,
What are we going
to
do?
Now I'm forcing myself to go get a job that I don't want, and then some guy across the desk is going to ask me, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I'm going to say, not here.
Right. Well, that's the problem. Because you're going to have to do
Let's do a little mental imagination game. And I'm like, you know what? What's not?
Well, yeah. See, that's the other
problem.
If
you're on an island,
we're cynics.
What's not?
And as soon as they hand over that personality test, I know
you. If I gave you an elephant, you know, what would you do with it?
Mm-hmm. And now please fill out this personality quiz. It'll take you a couple hours, and then we're going to discuss it when you're done. I know you. I know me. That's the kind of thing where we both go, I'm not doing this.
Oh,
and
that's right.
Every job
goes, okay, what is that one? It is that if I give you an elephant, you can't kill it.
I don't know.
You can't give it to a zoo or something.
Right.
So what do you do with it? Like, all right. And they ask it in interviews because I want to see.
It's like some sort of IQ. Right.
That's where I just look at them like this, and I go,
well, that might get you a job somewhere. I don't know where.
And that's what, like, they go, all right, well, you know, you really don't want this job. I'm like, I don't. I mean, I need the money.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
So I'm sure by now everyone has heard the news about Gene Hackman. I mean, didn't think it would be, it's not that surprising if you told me yesterday, hey, Gene Hackman, you're going to find Gene Hackman died tomorrow.
In his 90s.
Yeah, but then when you hear what happened,
his wife and the dog died, right?
Yeah. And they say, you know, no foul play. So you got to think carbon monoxide,
they
right?
Or something no like foul
that. Play? Well, no. They said at this time, there's no indications, which never means much of anything. It just means that initially.
Really weird scene.
What do you know about it? Because the thing that I read literally was quite brief.
From what I read, his wife was found in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And she was face down. There was a space heater next to her head. There's an empty or open pill bottle on the counter. He was found in the mudroom. The front door was open and unlocked.
Well, the front door was unlocked. Was it open?
They said open.
Because the neighbor called for a welfare check.
Yeah, they said it was open and that the dog was dead and there were two other dogs who were totally fine in a different part of the house.
Oh, I didn't see that there were two living dogs. I just saw the thing about where they were found. Like you said, it was like the bathroom, the front room or whatever that is, the mudroom, I guess.
So I thought carbon monoxide at first, too, but it just...
Well, but having a pill bottle there, does that necessarily mean that they took pills together? It probably doesn't.
It doesn't.
It could even mean that she had a headache.
Separate places.
And we don't know what kind of pills. She could have had a headache and been like, what is wrong with me? I don't feel right. Right? And she went to take something. Who knows?
Yeah.
I guess my thing is, if you've got people who have all died and they're not saying, like, we suspect that I feel like if they were shot, they would say they were shot. They might not say who they suspected did it or whatever, but they would say they're shot. If they thought it was a murder-suicide, then they would even say sometimes in those scenarios, you know, foul play is suspected. That happened a while back, or who that was. And what they really meant was, we're not looking for anyone because we think the perpetrator's dead.
To suspicious.
They're suspicious now? I mean,
it says
they could have.
Snowgum's got it right.
Killed themselves together.
Their bodies were found by maintenance workers, so it wasn't a welfare check.
They said it was a welfare check, though. I think
Were found by maintenance workers who investigated after they found the front door open.
And they said they probably died a few days ago.
Okay, I saw that they've been dead.
They found them.
They've been dead a while. They didn't say.
Hackman was found in the mudroom, and our car was found in the bathroom. Both showed signs of decay. On February 27th, Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department said there were no significant signs of foul play, but did not initially provide time or cause of death. Later the same day, the sheriff told the news media that a couple appeared to have died at least a day before their bodies were discovered. Authorities found a healthy German Shepherd inside the house and found pills scattered throughout the bathroom where Arkar's body was found. This argued against the suggestion of a gas leak, causing authorities to upgrade the death as suspicious.
So,
well, look, I've watched a lot of Bosch, so I could probably figure this out.
You probably can. Yeah, you probably got it figured out now.
In my head, I know what happened.
Just when I put us to the test, though. Mm-hmm. Do they live in a condo? Like, was this a condo, or was it...
Like a house in New Mexico?
Oh, you saw a picture of it?
I saw, like, an aerial shot.
Okay, I didn't see the aerial shot. I wondered because... And like I said, someone had said that it was a welfare check. Well, then I wondered, if you're Gene Hackman, you probably got a mansion. How far away would you be from the next closest house, you know, for a neighbor to notice that you haven't come out in a while? I mean, he was how old? 95. He was in his 90s. Yeah. So, if you told me that he was already dead and that we talked about it 6 months ago, it wouldn't have been hard to convince me that. Like, okay, maybe we did. Yeah. But this is kind of crazy, and it gets added now to the list of strangest celebrity deaths. They're already doing this. They're already
saying...
Favorite
Gene Hackman movie?
Favorite Gene Hackman, The Birdcage, I think, has got to be number one, right? I know Hoosiers. People say, like, The Fringe Connection or something, but
Hoosiers is great.
Well, Hoosiers is good, but Birdcage is the ultimate.
Birdcage is classic.
That's the one. And he's funny in it, right?
Oh, he's great.
He's great in it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
He won Best Actor for his role as Jimmy Popeye Doyle in The Fringe Connection, 1971, and Best Supporting Actor in Unforgiven.
Yeah. Yeah, Unforgiven's good.
1992.
I like Behind Enemy Lines.
Behind Enemy Lines is a good really one. Good. Yeah, that was a good one. I could see Laszlo definitely not liking Unforgiven. He's not a Western guy, really.
He was Lex Luthor in Superman.
Yeah, that's right. I totally forgot about that. I mean, he was in a ton of stuff. But I got to go Birdcage. Anybody who's in Birdcage, if you say, what's your favorite movie of theirs, and it's going to end up being Birdcage, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So it's kind of
Runaway Jury's pretty good.
You know, I've seen it, but I don't remember it that well.
That's pretty good. What about Welcome to Mooseport?
I thought you'd say Replacements.
I feel like I may not have ever seen it.
That was
great,
too.
Yeah.
Is Welcome to Mooseport the one with Ray Romano or one of those guys?
Of course. Yes.
Okay. I've never saw it.
What?
I never saw it. I didn't see it. I don't know. What year was that?
2004?
Yeah.
What, you weren't alive?
No, I was...
Way before your time.
No, I just, like, in my early 20s, it seemed like it was a movie that was kind of... I thought it was something that was targeting my parents. I don't know. I thought it was
Hackman,
like Ray Romano.
So he passes out, dies, right? He's got heart problems.
Okay.
And she goes to the bathroom to get his heart medication.
Okay.
Right? Can't save him. So she whacks herself.
So she kills herself? How?
Yeah, but, you know, with pills, probably.
Oh, so she finds that he's dead and she kills herself? And then what about the dog?
Nah, maybe the dog ate one of the pills, you know what I mean? Like, you know, on accident, that's why the other one's fine. Whatever she used.
The dog being dead really throws a wrinkle in the whole thing. It does. That makes it seem like a gas leak, everyone who's in that vicinity. But they're saying, you know, maybe not a gas leak, so it's suspicious. But
craziest
celebrity deaths.
I told you I watched 7 seasons of Bosch plus Bosch Legacy.
You're right.
I just told you what happened.
Craziest celebrity deaths, what do you think they are? Can you think of any off the top of your head?
Gary Coleman?
Gary Coleman's
Wasn't
an interesting
that
one.
Crazy
you got
one?
It was pretty crazy. You got the phone call and everything.
Right.
We heard her. You could hear him moaning in the background.
Yeah. David
I watched
Carradine.
That. He's on the list. Carradine
that's
is on the list.
Who just put a thing around their neck and masturbated?
Yeah, but was he even masturbating? That's been the great
debate. Of course
debate
he was. People are like, well, no one can confirm it because no one wants to say it.
Well, they said that some people have said that some people have said that it got turned into that late, that it was never the case, that he had just killed himself. And so somehow it got turned into this.
Good ones. Phil Hartman, Natalie Wood.
Phil Hartman's on the list. Natalie Wood is on the list. Sonny Bono is on the list.
Oh, yeah, he hit a tree skiing.
Yeah. And, you know, actually, he's not the only one. Natasha Richardson, I don't know who she is, but she was in the Handmaid's Tale movie, which I also didn't know existed. But she was in a ski accident and then refused medical help and apparently died from that. So a couple of skiing accidents. But... The Natalie Wood one, for sure, I think I could have eventually thought of or would have eventually said.
What about...
and it's suspicious. We don't know
I just saw it in a TV show, so that's what I'm thinking about. What about Harry Houdini?
That's a good one.
Punch him in the gut.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Nobody thought...
You could kill a man doing that. That's how Houdini died. Jane Mansfield?
I'm not even sure Harry Houdini was a real person.
What do you mean? Oh, like, just in general.
Yeah,
it's one
I don't know if he was.
Was he a character in a book?
Yeah, like, did Shakespeare write about him? No idea. Harry Houdini, Othello. I'm like, what about Harry Houdini? He got punched in the stomach. And people are like, Houdini's not real, dude. It's like Santa Claus. Well, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. It's a character. It's a character from you know, books, pop culture, whatever. Not a real person. Graham Parsons, they've got on the list, died of an overdose, and then his body was stolen.
Dug up his body and moved it to the Joshua Tree.
Yeah. His friends. I mean, it's. I guess that's just stealing the body, right? I'm sure that's not legal.
Yeah, this family buried him in California, I think, and his friends took him to Joshua Tree.
They put Bruce Lee on the list, which, if you ask me how Bruce Lee died, I really don't know. I know that it's something weird. I know that there's been debate about,
I mean, how did he die?
Well, it says...
Well, in that case, Brandon Lee. That's a weird death.
Well, Brandon Lee, they know. I mean, I saw a whole documentary about how the bullet got stuck in there.
But, I mean, is it weird or mysterious?
It's certainly a weird...
That's a weird death.
Yeah, getting killed by a bad prop on set. I mean, it's not even a prop.
You're one of those murder guys who's watched all the documentaries about this. I watched one on that guy from Hogan's Heroes or whatever.
What's his name?
Bob.
Yeah, Bob. They made a movie about him, too.
Oh, the weirdo?
The porn guy.
Let's not call him a weirdo. He was a sex addict. Right?
Well, yeah. Bob.
What the hell was his name? They made a movie with Gary's,
and they've done a ton of documentaries about him. Like, he had a sex addiction. And
Bob Crane.
They think his buddy killed him, but they could never convict him.
They don't know.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely a mysterious one.
Yeah.
The,
It was also in the 60s, so...
So,
I think they're like, oh, he had a sex addiction. He was crazy, and you know, had gay sex all that stuff. But we know all that stuff happened with like Rock Hudson and stuff. Just nobody talked about it.
Okay,
do you know what I mean? So it's like now this comes out, and they can't prove his killer, and everybody's like, he was a crazy sex maniac. And now that you know that. Everybody was just having sex like that.
Yeah, but he was secretly filming it.
Yeah, filming it was the thing.
Oh, he was doing that. They had, like, that documentary we wrote about that guy who ran the place where he'd go sing. I like it all, baby.
Oh, yeah.
He talked about Rock Hudson being like, just bring 10 guys up here with huge wieners. He'd be like, you got it, boss. Like, crazy stuff was going on.
Loves that documentary.
That guy's great.
With Crane, it was weird because he was murdered. I mean, he was beaten to death somehow, but I don't know if they know all the details. Bruce Lee.
What's the name of that documentary? If somebody wants to watch it, by the way,
there's a couple of them, and like I said, there's also a movie that was.
There's a movie that takes place like not the Bob Crane one. I like it all, guy.
Oh, I don't remember what that's called. I'll never be able to think of it because I don't know how to look that guy up. You could ask ChatGPT; it'll probably be able to figure it out. Bruce Lee took an aspirin snow cone. He had a headache. Remember, he asked his girlfriend or whatever she was, wife, I don't know, someone on Twitch will know. He asked her for something. She gave him a pill. It may have contained something that he was allergic to. He said his head hurt. He takes the aspirin, lays down in bed, and he died. But there's a ton of rumors about what actually happened. Andy Kaufman. You know, Andy Kaufman was just so weird to begin with that no matter how he died, it was probably going to go down as mysterious because he was
going to... And he is like, people always talk about, like, you know, mysterious. Oh, they're still alive.
Yeah.
He is one of those guys when it happened, you'd be like, this could... clearly be part of the joke.
Right. You never know. And if you just reappeared all of a sudden, saying Mighty Mouse.
If he reappeared today, I'd be like, yeah, of course. Him and Jim Carrey together. Like,
right.
We've been living in Vancouver together. Like,
he's actually in Man on the Moon, and that wasn't Carrey in some scenes.
I'd be like, okay.
Jeff Buckley. I don't know why he drowned.
He died swimming.
He jumped into a river.
But for some reason, it's on the list. Let me see why they say. They say mysterious harbor drowning.
He did jump in the river.
Yeah, he jumped
in all his clothes.
Yeah.
So... like, wow.
Yeah, but was he drinking? I mean...
I think he was drinking and maybe on age.
Yeah, I just assumed he was, you know, a little high, a little drunk, something like that. You can definitely drown.
Yeah, Dennis Wilson did.
Huh?
Dennis Wilson did.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, come on. He's a beach boy. Yeah. So, you know, it can happen to anybody. Rebecca Schaefer, she's the one that was shot by a stalker. I think she's on the list because that was a bad one. They've done a lot of different things about her. What was she in? What was her big thing?
It was some kid show.
Like
wasn't it?
My Sister Sam, or is that her? I think that's her. She was in some sort of sitcom. She had a stalker.
The stalker
showed up to her house and shot her, right? Ray Combs. Didn't a few people from Family Feud die? I think there were a couple hosts that died. One hanged himself.
Phil Dawson.
And did he? What happened to him? Right, Ray Combs was
that was
depressed.
The curse of the Family Feud.
So there were at least probably three of them then. In 96, police were called to Combs's L.A. home over some sort of disturbance when they arrived. Combs had trashed the entire place, and he'd reportedly been banging his head against the walls. And after arriving on the scene, they talked to Combs about his suicidal thoughts. The actor was apprehended and committed to an institution. The next day, he made a noose out of his sheets. Okay, so he died in... a mental hospital. I don't know. Is that what we call it now? A psych ward? Sure. Something like that. So now you add Gene Hackman to the list because the wife, the dog,
Steve Irwin,
all dead. Is that just because he was the crocodile hunter? And,
yeah, and then he got killed by a stingray?
By a stingray, yeah. I like the old Norm MacDonald thing about that. He's like, when I heard the crocodile hunter died, I was not surprised. You know, you kind of just expect
Sharon
that.
Sharon Tate?
But, yeah, Sharon Tate's a good one. Right?
Marvin Gaye. That's definitely weird.
It's a weird one. Marvin Gaye, there's so many rumors about it. Yeah, and all those rumors that seem kind of racist, you know.
Yeah.
I remember hearing different things as a kid.
About, his dad killed him over money, right?
Yeah, I don't know the rumors.
I would hear things like, he shot him because he wouldn't pass the mashed potatoes. I'm like, okay, I don't think that's what happened. Yeah, there was definitely stuff like that that went around.
Just went around your house at Thanksgiving.
I mean, like, things that I saw online.
I never heard that either. It was about mine. I thought it was about mine.
No, I've seen people say that stuff online before. I'm like, who told you that? I do feel like there's been rumors about how he died. Okay, so you're saying just went around my house for a bunch of races.
Yeah, the rumors.
My parents never talked about Marvin Gaye ever that I know of. They may have been fans. I really don't know. If you had to pick one, Natalie Wood's the one for me because
Natalie Wood's the
because
one
there's the mystery there, and you've got two other celebrities who are right there involved.
Robert Wagner.
Wagner being her significant other. Christopher Walken being one of the coolest actors of all time. And we know that Walken knows something. Maybe he doesn't. It's possible he doesn't.
No, he does.
But he probably does. Almost certainly does. And the fact that they've been able to just kind of keep it a mystery for as long as they have. There's plenty of people who say it's not a mystery. They killed her. Okay. But or someone killed her. Wagner killed her. Whatever.
Yeah, but what's the motive?
What happened? Right. Were they just in a fight? Is it possible that she was on that boat and really did just go out at night on her own to get away from him for a second and was floating out there on her own? And it was too dark and she got too far away and felt. It's possible, right? They definitely looked into it, but the fact that Christopher Walken was there, every time you see him, at least for me, I think, like, he knows. It's just kind of weird that he knows. And it's possible those rumors that say he was involved, there's a lot of people that think the two of them may have done it on purpose. They may have murdered her together.
Do you think they did?
I don't know. I like to think probably not, but I really don't know. There's plenty of people who seem very confident
Robert
that they
Wagner and her were fighting. Is that what it was, though?
One of the things I've heard, that they were fighting, that they fought a lot, and that they were fighting, and that she... But she wasn't she scared to be out in the water on her
own?
She
was terrified
so they
of water.
Say, and, yeah. So it seems odd. But it also, you go, terrified of the water. Well, maybe she was terrified of the water because she couldn't swim. And that's why she died.
Yeah, she'd almost drowned when she was a kid. So it's lifelong fear.
But she was out on a boat, so she wasn't so terrified that she wouldn't go out on the water. So I don't know. What do you think, Snoke?
I think she fell in.
I don't know.
And she was freaking out because she's terrified of the water. And him and his buddy were like, you want to get her? I'm being honest.
That's what some
people
think.
They didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
But then they're like, man, she is a...
Oh, it's like the Phil Collins song.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they're like, she is a real pain in the ass, bro. Like, yeah, she is. You didn't do anything. You didn't push it.
She was so hot.
She's drinking and fell in the goddamn water. I don't know. Do we have a responsibility to get her? And they're looking at each other, drinking Chardonnay. Like, you really don't? Ask ChatGPT. And ChatGPT's like, you don't have to put yourself in danger.
No, not even cops have to do that.
So then they're like, well, let's take this thing to shore, son. And then they're like, he knows something. Yeah, he knows a lot.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Metro Ford off Nolan Road in Independence is your Ford F-150 headquarters. And right now, over $13,000 in savings on select XLT Ford F-150s. Wait, when's the last time you saw deals like that? With savings this big, you could actually trade in your current ride, upgrade to a brand new XLT Ford F-150, and lower your current payment. Hurry in now for best selection. Stop by Metro Ford on Nolan Road in Independence, where Kansas City buys its F-150s. Online at kcmetroford.com. See Metro Ford for details.
Men, this is Jeff for Heartland Men's Health. And though I generally talk about medicine and effective treatments for erectile dysfunction and other men's sexual health issues, today I want to talk about love. Because love is the best reason to get treated for your ED. You see, ED can cause major relationship issues. In fact, men often push their partners away when ED becomes a problem. The condition can cause depression, arguments, breakups, and even contribute to divorce. But the good news is that if you're like most men suffering with ED, you can be successfully treated at Heartland Men's Health and put a stop to the relationship stresses that ED can cause. I say this with all confidence because we have treatments that are effective in well over 90% of cases. Truly, it's likely you'll find you're performing like you haven't in years. So make an appointment and get the love back in your life. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 844-447-6600 or go to heartlandmenshealth.com. We have three offices, Overland Park, Independence, and North Kansas City.
The Church of Laszlo.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo.
We're
going to doom scroll in a minute?
We're going to doom scroll in a minute.
I can't imagine there's bigger news than Gene Hackman.
Well, I mean, he's not the only celebrity who died. One of them we talked about yesterday.
Really, that's bad.
But that the his
well,
or the girl?
Like, no, I don't know who the other person is, and that's because Gene Hackman died. So, like, you know, if you're going to die and you're a celebrity, you just, you know, you're like, God damn it, Hackman too.
Yeah.
Hackman too.
Yeah.
It's like Farrah Fawcett, right? The same day as Michael Jackson.
Yep. Yeah. And it doesn't really matter how... Gene Hackman was so big, it doesn't matter that the death was mysterious.
No,
that makes
people love Gene Hackman.
They did, but that makes it worse, you know?
Yeah.
So, how didn't he, like, retire from acting? He was one of those guys who said, I'm retired at a certain point.
I had heard, maybe read somewhere, that he's... In one of his last movies, he saw himself on screen.
And thought,
I was like, God damn, I look old.
Okay.
And so he's like, you know what? I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'm good.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's definitely a weird one. I'm sure we'll hear more about it. That's not the kind of thing where they just say, oh, the dog was dead, the wife was dead, found some pills, and then that's it. Well, I'm sure that we'll hear more, but right now, we don't know anything else. The girl who died yesterday, the Gossip Girl, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle Trachtenberg.
Yeah, but what's the other show?
Harriet the Spy.
Harriet the Spy, apparently a lot of people know her from. I heard some more details about her death, and I felt, God, it's horrible. Her mom found her. And I'm sure we've all heard a story of someone who died and their parent found them, but that's just
bad.
The absolute worst. You pray that that doesn't happen. You pray that you don't outlive your kids, but if you do, that someone else finds them.
That's tough.
Someone from 911, someone who's just not you, not the parent. But there's other stuff to talk about as well. I mean, Elon's in the news again, of course. Every single day, eggs are in the news.
I kept wondering, you know, did you see the other day Trump had a meeting? I know he's been doing it, but he was like, you know, I had a meeting and with this person, and Governor Trudeau. He keeps calling him Governor Trudeau. And I was just thinking, if Trudeau could get him and a couple other people to start calling Trump Vice President Trump and President Musk.
Yeah, that would be enough.
We'd watch the whole world burn in 6 months. When these guys, and their egos will clash at some point.
Absolutely.
I don't know when it is. But if Trudeau could just put it out there with other people to just call him, whether you like him or not, doesn't matter. I'm the kind of likes to watch the world burn. Man, he would lose his cool after a while.
Yeah.
If every time there was a meeting and, you know, Marcone or somebody was like, well, I had a meeting and President Musk couldn't be there, but I sat with Vice President Trump and we had a good meeting. If everybody did that, he would freak out.
Yeah.
If the Democrats did it.
Anyone can
like we're
it.
Trying to get Vice President Trump. If everybody just started referring to him as that, he would lose his mind and him and Elon. I saw Elon the other day standing next to a Resolute desk? Is that what they call it in
Nashville? Well, he did a cabinet meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that what Nick Cage called it? He was looking for
yeah.
National treasure? Standing
in
next
a black
to
hat.
It.
And Trump just looking at him. You could see it.
Yeah.
He's like, why?
Trump said it about RFK, you know, months ago during the campaign. He's like, don't get too popular.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, ha-ha. But it's also true. As soon as he thinks Elon's getting a little too popular, getting credit for something.
I see him looking over there like,
He could be out of there. And, yes, someone else could hurry that process
along.
Same
you tell a good joke.
Mm-hmm. Well, luckily you don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
Very often.
It happens once.
The Church of Laszlo.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51.
And the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
The news. Well, I know we already talked about it, but since this gets sent off to the archives, this portion of the show, we want to make sure that we know, future us knows when we look back, hey, we did talk about Gene Hackman the day
this morning, authorities investigating the death of a Hollywood legend. Gene Hackman found dead Wednesday alongside his wife, classical pianist Betsy Arakawa, in their home in Santa Fe. Police say the couple, who married in 1991, were found with their dog after a neighbor called police to do a welfare check. Authorities say there is no immediate indication of foul play in the deaths, but they did not provide a cause of death or say when the couple might have died.
So the update now,
yeah, but that's
found.
So now you get two different stories, and that's why this stuff where it doesn't matter and no news is true, and
yeah,
I get it, and it's all whatever alternate facts, but this is just, it doesn't matter, but it's one of those things, like I just read to you, they said workers went in and found him because the door was open. Then there's another story that says the people called the police. Like,
well, they, could they have called maintenance to go do a welfare check? They could have called maintenance,
but it didn't say maintenance. It was like it didn't say like the maintenance guy.
Oh,
it was workers saw the door open and went in.
Okay. I mean, because I was thinking
like,
it's possible
now
they got
that
called.
Could have been maintenance people, and they didn't say that, but you know.
I just figured when
they
you
didn't
said that
say
earlier,
like they didn't say that. I mean, it was a house, so they didn't say like it was his maintenance person who found him.
No, you said that you were the first one to
say
that.
Not maintenance.
Yeah.
It was
whatever workers,
construction workers,
whatever they were.
Yeah.
I thought when you said that maybe it was some sort of maintenance crew. They got called. They went over there, found the door open, walked in, and then found
like a
the
maintenance
bodies.
Crew for his house.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I asked if he lived in a condo. I was like, well, where does he live?
Exactly.
I hadn't seen a picture of his house. It was confusing. But who knows? I'm sure in the early hours of this, you got 10 different networks probably reporting 10 different things. But as time goes on, I start to trust it a little more as the information becomes a little more consistent. And reading the stuff about the pills and the dog that's alive and all that stuff, you're starting to think, okay, they're getting more information. Same with the Michelle Trachtenberg thing. We talked yesterday about how she'd been found dead. She's like 39 years old, and that was really it. They didn't give any information other than they said it wasn't suspicious. We know that there'd been stuff about her health. Now they're saying that her mom had gone over to her apartment to check on her.
You guys didn't know how to leave them wanting more.
Michelle Trachtenberg is known for her many iconic roles that charmed an entire generation, but her fans were left devastated when the 39-year-old was found dead Wednesday in New York City. Police say she was pronounced dead on the scene. Investigators are still determining the cause of death. But just last year, the Buffy star sparked health concerns after fans said that she looked sick in recent social media photos. The actress responding with a post saying, "I am happy and healthy."
Okay, so those old photos we kind of talked about yesterday, but some people said she looked jaundiced. Her face looked kind of not well. And she had responded by saying, "Hey, check a calendar. I'm older now. I'm not a kid. I feel fine." But then we also read that she'd had a liver transplant recently. At least I read that one place yesterday. So if that's true, then I assume that she had some sort of known health issue and that this is probably related. And it would explain maybe those pictures. Maybe she was jaundiced in those pictures if she had a liver transplant. So two celebrities. Michelle Trachtenberg, whom I don't really know. And then Gene Hackman, of course. Everybody knows.
And Roberta Flack.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a week of celebrity deaths. Sometimes we go 2-3 weeks, I feel like, without reporting one celebrity death. And now they're just piling up. Maybe the week's not over yet. It could be another one today or tomorrow. We just keep our fingers crossed that that doesn't happen, right? The FDA has announced a plan to help with the price of eggs. Eggs are literally the top thing in the news every day. Yeah. I skip it because I'm like, we talked about it. We've talked about the eggs. This week, the big thing was, hey, we predicted a 20% increase in the price of eggs this year. Now we're updating that. It's going to be a 40% increase in the price of eggs this year, like going up another 40%. We just can't get this bird flu thing.
I bought 2 boiled eggs at Quick Trip. Are they more expensive?
The hard-boiled eggs seem to be the same price, at least last I checked.
Because I bought a pack of cigarettes, a Red Bull, 2 hard-boiled eggs. I'd do that.
Quite a bit?
A lot.
Yeah? And it seemed like it was the same price?
I didn't notice, like, oh, damn, that's a lot more than what I usually pay. Yeah. You know what I mean?
For me, our hard-boiled eggs that we buy, I know, why do you buy them hard-boiled? Because I don't know how to peel the damn things. It's a huge pain in the ass. Yeah. So I'll eat them if I buy them cooked that way. So they've been the same price. Now, maybe they've gone up since the last time I bought them, which was about a week and a half ago. But maybe they're also like, we got a lot of room to wiggle here with the hard-boiled eggs because we charge five times as much.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the FDA says they got a plan to try and bring the prices down this year. They're going to spend a bunch of money doing it. You know, there's been a lot of money being
cut. What do you put on your hard-boiled eggs, by the way?
Salt and pepper.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, salt and pepper.
Come on. You know, like a ghost pepper sauce guy.
Yeah,
I'll put sauce on it if I got access to it, but I'm kind of lazy.
That's why I get them at Quick Trip. So you go over there, you get the ghost pepper sauce, put it on them, open it up, put it on them, pay for it.
Yeah, I like that.
And then eat them on the way to the car, throw the thing in the garbage.
Usually I'm eating the hard-boiled egg because I'm too lazy to eat something. You know, it's like I just want something fast. I hate that I'm hungry. I need to eat something. Mm. Egg sort of solves that problem, so I just...
Well, it's a perfect snack, but that's why I grab it on the way to work.
Yeah, no, they're good. And they sell them sometimes here at work, although Laszlo usually snatches them up.
Well, now we're hearing from the Trump administration for the first time what it plans to do. A five-point plan, it says, a billion-dollar commitment to try to boost biosecurity, they call it, at these production places. $100 million for vaccines and therapeutics, a pilot program already underway from the Biden administration that will continue. They want to cut regulations and consider importing eggs from abroad. And the new Secretary of USDA is saying that hopefully they will be able to begin to stabilize things. The hope is 3 to 6 months from
now. Okay, so we're going to spend $1 billion. $100 million will go towards vaccines, I guess, for these chickens. And then we're going to get rid of some regulations so we can import eggs. Remember the baby formula shortage a few years ago?
Remember that.
And they said, hey, we're going to start letting baby formula be bought from like Ireland and a couple other places. And we were like, why couldn't we buy baby formula? We didn't trust Ireland before. They had to literally change the law so that they could import it and sell it here. I don't know if that was a temporary thing or what. I guess eggs are the same way. Who would have thought?
Well, we have a lot of chickens.
I know, but why have a rule that says you're not allowed to import them? Is this to protect farmers, I assume?
Probably.
Or is that the deal?
We should get rid of that rule.
Well, that's what they're going to do.
Elon should chop it with a chainsaw.
Guess that's
what we get our eggs wherever we want.
That sounds like part of the plan. It's a five-pronged plan or whatever.
I think me and you know what? Sometimes I argue with Trump. Sometimes I agree with him. I don't want my two eggs at Quick Trip to be outrageously priced.
Hey, nobody does.
I eat them almost every day. So, you know what?
It's important.
As of right now, I haven't noticed a giant jump.
Is there a country?
But if there is a giant jump, I will notice it and I will be pissed.
Is there a country of origin that would cause you pause for an egg?
No.
Me neither. It's like, well, just import them. And with the baby formula thing, I get it. Okay. But then it was like, we're going to allow it to come in from Ireland and Canada, wherever it was coming from. And I thought, well, yeah. I assume their baby formula is safe in those places, right?
Well, I'm not sure ours is, so.
Well, right. I mean, it's got to be as safe as ours. They were finding glass shards in ours and whatever else. So I thought that that was weird. The egg thing, it must just be to protect farmers, but... Yeah, go ahead and allow those eggs in. I mean, Denny's has done their surcharge now. Waffle House.
Check at Denny's.
I know it's going to be expensive, though, if you get eggs, because they announced their egg price increase a few places.
I have to tell her French toast only?
I guess so. No. Yeah, well, there's eggs in French toast, right?
They don't charge you for that, do they?
I don't know. And they said breakfast containing eggs, and one of the things I saw, I believe that was Denny's.
Like,
so.
Really?
But that you
not
know,
have to would they count French toast surcharge?
Say how many eggs we use to make French toast?
I don't know.
Plus, they might buy it frozen. I don't know. I haven't had French toast at Denny's that I can think of. It could be frozen. If that's the case, then they shouldn't be charging me the surcharge.
I like French toast.
I do, too. I make it at home quite a bit. I like it better than pancakes.
I don't ever make either one of them. I buy them already made, you know what I'm saying?
I make it once a week. We do, like on Sunday mornings, I make breakfast.
You make French toast?
I make French toast for myself. Brooke likes pancakes. Pancakes are fine. I just like French toast better.
I just buy the pre-made ones.
When I was a kid, I liked what?
The pre-made
pancakes?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I bought those before, too. Used to eat those quite a bit when I was a kid, put chocolate chips on them, eat them when I got home from school. Good stuff. Anyhow, I don't know if the price of French toast is going to go up, Laszlo. You have to call Denny's to find out. But they are going to do something to try and help with the price of eggs because it's all anyone in the United States is talking about right now. Elon hosted the cabinet meeting. I think it was Trump's first cabinet meeting, and Elon was there in the black MAGA hat. I'm assuming there's a good chance that this is where you saw that image that you were talking about earlier.
He was next to him at the desk.
Okay. So that was like in the Oval Office.
Yeah, next to the Resolute desk.
Yeah. But I wonder if, since, you know, they're in the White House together, if this has all happened the same day, we got to go get to a meeting or we just left this meeting. But Elon's there to talk about, you know, slashing government spending, and if we don't do it, we're going to go bankrupt.
Elon Musk, the headliner at President Trump's first cabinet meeting. Musk touting his Department of Government Efficiency's sweeping effort to slash the federal workforce, with the biggest round of layoffs yet to come.
If we don't do this, America will go bankrupt.
In a memo obtained by NBC News, the White House budget director ordering agency heads to submit plans for large-scale reductions in force in 2 weeks.
Now, remember there was the email, and it said, if you don't respond by Monday,
yeah,
you know, don't bother coming to work or whatever it said. People were confused about that. Then they extended that deadline like another, I don't remember, 24 hours, something, because they said, oh, well, now we're confused again. Now we've got until next week,
Let me ask you this. I know we have some federal employees who listen to us. Some of them have lost their jobs. Some of them probably haven't, right?
Mm-hmm.
With all of the uncertainty of, did you come back? Did you not come back? Am I supposed to go to work? Am I not supposed to go to work? Is there a way that you could just quit going and still get your money direct deposited to you and no one would know? Because I'm guessing if, you know, with all those people getting let go and, you know, did you answer the email? I'm not sure that your boss would be like, hey, Slim didn't show up. Like, I'm guessing a lot of people didn't show up. I feel like you may be able to ride that gravy train for a while. Just quit going to work and let them direct deposit the check into your account.
Well, Trump and Elon make it sound like people have been doing that for a while, so maybe it is possible that people are getting paid that aren't even there.
Yeah, so, I would do that.
Yeah. Well, they wait for this whole thing. They also said that they fired people.
Because I just don't think
FDA
like your boss is going to say anything.
Yeah.
You know, unless your boss is like Elon, right?
Yeah.
But if your boss is like a middle management person, I don't think. Are they gonna, who are they going to email?
Man, that would be amazing. I mean, you know, there's lots of little gifts you can get in life where you go, oh, this is crazy. I've been getting Spotify for free now for I don't know how long. I don't know who's paying for it, but I'm positive it's not me. But if you could get an actual paycheck for a job that you're not showing up to, you know, it's like those people that keep the dead bodies in their house because they want to continue cashing the Social Security check. Everyone thinks that's so crazy. I don't think it's so crazy. I also don't even think that it means that the person didn't love the dead person in the freezer.
Of course.
I think it means they needed the Social Security money. They're probably very sad that their wife or husband died.
I watched Shameless.
Yeah, I don't think it's that crazy.
I've seen it. I know what happens.
I don't think they're sick or twisted. They put them in the freezer.
Hey, look, if me and you are living together and, like, you know, you're getting Social Security checks and you die, and then 3 weeks later another one comes in your name,
yeah,
I'm signing the back of that.
Cash that sucker. I hope you do.
The Church of Laszlo. Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51,
and the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
The rest of the news.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy, I can't believe it. Those Menendez brothers keep finding a way to pop up in the news. Now the governor of California, he's got a podcast, I guess, a new podcast.
Hmm.
I don't know what it's called, but it looked like it was a video podcast based on the clip that I saw. Gavin Newsom saying that he has ordered the state parole board to review the Menendez brothers' case, see if they should be paroled.
The question for the board is a rather simple one. Do Eric and Lyle Menendez, do they pose a current, what we call, unreasonable risk to public safety? There's no guarantee of outcome here. My office conducts dozens and dozens of these clemency reviews on a consistent basis.
I'm beyond thrilled that the governor is engaged, and, you know, here we go.
All these TikTok videos of people still talking about this Menendez thing. Imagine being able to get the governor of California to talk about you on his podcast and personally demand that the parole board look into stuff. They must have a lot of people talking about this still on TikTok. I know they've got family members, but a lot of people have family members. I seriously doubt that if you and I, Laszlo, get in trouble for murder, that there's any way in hell
I'll talk to you about
we could get
our
story. Yeah, well, I appreciate that. That would be good. Getting the governor's attention would be another thing. But so maybe they're going to get out of prison. I don't know. I do know who's not going to get out of prison, it looks like. And that would be Adnan Syed, the subject of the Serial podcast, which made true crime podcasting so popular. Because I think most people give it credit as being, if it's not officially the first one, it was the first really popular one. It was the first water cooler podcast that people were talking about.
For sure.
And you know, I listened to it. I listened to some of the other stuff about it. To be honest, there was so much information in that thing. But I do know that when it was over, I would look around and ask other people who listened to it, do you think he was innocent? And most of the time I got an answer. It was like, I don't know. He might have done it. I really don't know. It wasn't like this overwhelming, I can't believe they did this. They railroaded this guy. At least the people that I asked, it was just kind of like, I don't know. You know, the cell phone stuff seemed fuzzy. But anyhow, after all this happened, HBO picks it up. They did a series about his case. And then there was movement because at one point a judge said that they were going to parole him, or I don't remember if they were going to vacate him or what. Something happened. He was going to get out of prison. Then a day or two later, back in prison. And because a different judge was angry about the way something went, well, I guess the prosecutors in Baltimore, the head of the prosecutors, the DA's office in Baltimore, has said, look, I've exhaustively looked at this, and this is the same office that had been pushing this effort to vacate his sentence, and they've said, yeah, we're done.
Adnan Syed in court today. His freedom tenuous. In the latest twist, Ivan Bates, the new Baltimore City State's attorney, declaring that after an exhaustive review, his office has withdrawn its motion to vacate Syed's conviction. That means Syed's conviction will stand.
We took every single piece and took it apart, put it back together. And we're very confident in the jury's decision back in 2000.
Okay. Actually, hearing him say that, and he says, I don't know, I've never heard of the guy before, but when he's saying, we looked at all of it, we went through it, I took it apart, put it back together, and we're confident that he did it. Okay. Good. Because when it was over, even after the HBO thing, I didn't feel like did you watch the HBO thing? I didn't feel like they necessarily were taking an angle one way or the other. Really? It was just kind of like, in case you didn't listen to the podcast, and if you did, you know, here's updates on it. I never had strong feelings one way or the other. Just like most cases, I'm sure there's stuff in there where you go, I don't love that.
Yeah.
I don't love that quote-unquote expert witness. I don't know. That may have been a little misleading. But I never had this thought of, he definitely didn't do it. Maybe they should have given me that alternative theory, you know, like defense attorneys almost always do. Right. They don't have to prove that anyone else did it, but they just get you thinking about someone else.
Someone else could have.
Yeah, because I think she tried to do that in the podcast, but I never really thought, like, this is the guy you need to look at. So, Kung, you listened to it. Did you think he was innocent?
Man, I was up in the air, too.
Yeah, it was just hard to say. It looks like his hope is evaporated now. Maybe he can get Gavin Newsom to talk about it on his podcast, see if he can get some traction going that way. Royal Caribbean and Carnival Cruise, Leslie, you got to tell your kids about this. I guess young people are going on cruises a lot, and so Royal Caribbean and Carnival are now changing their policies. If you want to go on a cruise ship for spring break, you're going to have an adult accompany you. Well, you're going to have someone over the age of 21.
So Carnival Cruise Line, they are making a very big change to their policy. It's similar to Royal Caribbean. Both cruise lines now say that solo travelers must be 21 or over, or they need to have a guardian. That guardian needs to be at least 25 years old on Carnival, so big heads up for college students. The company putting the policy in place this month saying this is part of its commitment to safety.
Yeah, they said they were turning people away. Like, if you accidentally buy, you can buy the ticket, but if you show up and you don't have somebody there with you, a 25-year-old, I guess,
they won't refund you.
They won't refund you. But I just thought, I defend...
If you sell it to me.
Right, exactly. If you sell it to me. I mean, maybe it says in there, but still, if you tell me I can't get on
this
thing.
You should have to show your ID or something then.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And prove your age.
Well, you can go. Yeah, prove that you've got someone coming with you. And the person who's coming with you does not have to be a parent or legal guardian. I mean, 25 doesn't seem that old. But I joke around about cruise ships and, you know, how they're fun. If my kid in college were like, we're going to take a cruise, I'd be like, no, you don't. Come on. There's got to be something better you can do. I know that they're cracking down on spring break in some parts of Florida, but go to Florida still, right? Don't go on a cruise ship for a spring break. I don't know. Maybe there were some cruises that specifically targeted college kids. I don't think of cruises and college kids. Do you? I don't. I know that, like, Carnival Cruise is kind of known as the party ship.
And sounds like a fun thing. I guess. A group of kids went.
Yeah, I think go to Florida for spring break. Will your kids, have they asked yet to go somewhere? Like, your oldest is to the point now.
Maybe a senior next year.
He could start to ask, right?
He didn't ask.
Okay. I remember kids, my junior year, I think that was the young. No, there were sophomore kids who would take, like, I don't know. It's supposed to be for graduation, but they're like these summer trips at the end of the year. I'm like, man, we're only sophomores. But I think it was just because they could drive that they would book these vacations through these, like, student travel things and go to Florida, whatever. And I thought, yeah, that's one thing. My parents weren't real strict, but they weren't going to allow that. The astronauts who were stranded in space were going to get them. Well, Elon's going to get them.
Right.
They said, hey, They did an interview, and they said, you can stop worrying about us. We're having a blast up here. We're not stranded. We always knew this was a possibility. And also, we don't think that Biden left us up here on purpose, contrary to what Elon said the other day. But, I mean, it's possible. You can tell they're careful with that, too. Right. Like, oh, political? I don't know if he did that. I haven't heard that one. But, no, we're totally fine up here.
So this idea that you need to be rescued, that's not how you feel there.
No, I would say that's not how we feel. You know, since we've been here, we've had a way to get home if we really needed to in an emergency.
Elon Musk said the two astronauts were left in space by the Biden administration for political reasons.
I have not heard that. We came up here with a plan to test out the spacecraft and return. The plan changed. We also came up here with a backup plan.
We got a backup plan, boys. We're doing all right.
You sound like an astronaut to me.
What is that supposed to mean?
You sound like a southern idiot.
Yeah, well, he's an astronaut.
I just, you know, having a blast. I guess southern people can be smart. I mean, they have good schools down there, so whatever. Just not what I was expecting.
No, it's not. It was quite shocking when I heard him start talking. But what would be the reason? What would be the political reason for Biden to leave the astronauts up there? I don't understand that. I read the tweet. Just said that he left him there on purpose for political reasons. What is that? What would that be? You're mad at Boeing, or you're trying to, yeah, I don't understand. Maybe you're making it so that it looks like only I can rescue you.
And then Trump can't rescue you, but I don't
right,
know.
But Elon's the one who's going up
and
there.
By
anyway,
the way, why buddies. Do they need rescuing if they say they can get home?
Right.
They just said they
can said we
get
have
home.
A way if we have to, and it's like, well, is that the Boeing way? I'd really like to know what that what? Is. Maybe someone on Twitch knows, but
well,
they didn't
said
say.
They had a way.
I know. They said, plus we have a way to get home if we really need to.
An
okay,
well,
so what is that way? What is it? Is there some sort of pod that you jump into? Do you send that Boeing ship even though NASA didn't have a lot of confidence? What is that other way? You'll see headlines today saying that an actor...
You think that astronaut was at that class with you when your pennies fell out of your pockets?
He probably was. He about the same age.
Yeah, most likely.
I guess that guy looks like he's right around early 50s, something
was
like that.
Was it your bunkmate?
Yeah, probably his bunkmate.
No, I don't think so, but...
Who was your bunkmate?
I can't remember if I even had one. I can't remember where we stayed now.
Snoken went to space camp when he was a kid and got very excited about trying to make friends at space camp. They had one of those things that you put loose change in and it spins down the thing, you know, like they have at the mall or used to have at the mall when they used to have malls.
Uh-huh.
And Snoken thought, I'll be the coolest kid at space camp. I'll load my cargo pants pockets full of change.
They're basketball shorts.
Basketball shorts. Gets to space camp. He's got pockets full of change and he gets on the anti-gravity machine, which spins him around in circles, and as he's doing it, he breaks the machine with all of his loose change, just falling out everywhere.
Did you break the machine?
No.
But pennies flew everywhere.
Pennies were flying everywhere.
And what were people saying?
The whole place just stopped, because it was in the middle of a room that had like a lot of different activities going on, and everyone just stopped and was staring at it. Because you could just hear all the pennies
clunk,
clanking on
clunk,
the machine.
Clunk.
Wasn't great.
Did you think to tell
them? I had a little space camp girlfriend, and I was really worried she saw it. I'm not sure if she did or not, but... I'm sure she heard about it.
Space camp girlfriend. Did you go up her shirt?
I bet she was hot.
Reagan.
Huh? Whenever I was young.
And she was pretty hot.
I'm sure. Whenever I was young,
was
I was like,
pretty
man,
hot.
Show me the space camp chicks.
She was
feeding
pretty
her freeze-dried ice cream.
Her name was Reagan, and she
space,
was hot.
Oh, named after Ronald Reagan.
Yeah,
at
that's
space
why.
Camp.
Yeah, her dad wanted her to go to space camp. She probably didn't want to be there, but then she met Snowcone.
Sounds hot.
I understand the way it sounds, but I'm telling you, she was pretty hot.
Did you feel her boobs or not? Did you like
no,
what kind of
I
summer
made
camp
out
stuff?
Once.
You did?
I think that was it.
Mm. How old were you? 18? 17?
12? 13?
12. Lazo, you never went to any type of camp, right? Where you stayed
not
the night?
I remember.
Like, yeah, there was no summer camps.
I mean, there may have been like some day stuff.
Yeah,
you know what
we
mean?
Did
but
stuff
nothing
like
that stands out to me that I remember. So.
Yeah.
I guess I only say maybe. The answer is no, but maybe if you talk to my mom, she'd be like, oh, you went to that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, for 4 days or whatever.
Or something,
something to do with scouts. Who knows?
I don't remember.
In the,
I didn't have any hot chick named Reagan at space camp, I'll tell you that.
No. She does sound kind of hot, actually.
She was, man.
I bet, man. Space camp chicks. Everybody knows they do it.
That's right. They probably do.
They do.
Entertainment news.
Little whores.
Ryan Reynolds.
Little space whores. That's what they call him.
People's,
when I was a kid, they were like, man, she's a space whore.
People saying Ryan Reynolds is difficult to work with. I saw this on Entertainment Tonight. So it's all these different, you know, showbiz entertainment section of the sections of the news. Who said this? And it says, you know, actor who worked with Ryan Reynolds says he's difficult. I listened to it. First of all, the actor's Matthew Lawrence. That's Joey Lawrence's little brother. Who's either of those people? Well, Matthew Lawrence was the oldest kid in Mrs. Doubtfire and some other things. I guess the two of them have a podcast together. And Matthew Lawrence did a movie with Ryan Reynolds. He
what
does
movie?
Not say it's called Bolt Neck. In like 2000, I had to look it up, never heard of it. Okay. He says the movie failed. Well, he says that the producers said the movie failed because of Ryan Reynolds' attitude. Well, all he says is that Ryan Reynolds...
As compared to those two dudes, Ryan Reynolds is just really a failure when it comes to slinging in
the whole
money
thing
for
is so
movies.
Stupid.
Right.
Also, if you listen to the whole thing, Matthew
Let
says...
Let me tell you why
like,
this failed. Between the three of us, it was Ryan Reynolds.
Right. And he says, if you actually listen to the whole thing... Hey, you know what? Ryan was doing it his way. It's the way that he's always done it. It's why Deadpool's so successful. So he doesn't even really say this guy sucks or he was so difficult. They're so desperate for Ryan Reynolds or Blake Lively news because of the stuff going on with Blake Lively.
Right.
There's all this stuff about, you know, what's he really like? Oh, the darker side of Ryan Reynolds. And now you've got this thing about fellow actors saying he was so difficult. Not really, though.
You know, just wanted to kind of do his thing. And the producers were getting really upset because they said... And they even told him, like, Ryan, this is a bad Jim Carrey impersonation. We don't want just not what we hired you to do. We thought you can't impersonate somebody. You got to do your own thing. And he got upset at that. And he was like, I'm doing my thing. They blamed that movie not working on him because they said there was this whole conflict.
Okay. It's the Lawrence brothers. If you want to listen to the whole thing, you can find their podcast. I don't either. But just, you know, save you the click. He never says Ryan Reynolds was such a dick to work with. It's not in there. I listened to it, which I really regret doing.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. I just saw this.
We're talking about the hottest girls in the... What, do they have to be in the 80s and 90s or not?
I don't know how he got on.
He's talking about generational...
Talking about Kelly Kapowski and Topanga. Just like hot girls that were supposed to
childhood
be high schoolers,
crushes.
You know, in the 80s and 90s, yeah.
80s and 90s, so we're not going to like 2000s.
Like childhood crushes, yeah. Like the first girl you saw on TV, you're like, okay, I'm into girls.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's...
I didn't watch that show, but she was obviously hot.
Party of Five?
Yeah. I don't know where I first saw her, but she was hot.
She's really hot. Kelly Kapowski is going to be hard to top.
I like Justine Bateman a lot. And
see,
Family
my time.
Ties? Which one is it? Family Matters? Family... What the hell is that called? The Michael J. Fox show. She was...
Oh, yeah, his sister?
She was so hot. So hot. And...
I had to see his face.
I liked that. I know, well, later that sort of became the issue for sure. I didn't know who he was at the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Yeah, I just see him. It's kind of weird.
Neve Campbell...
What was she in? Party of Five?
Mm-hmm.
Again, yeah, I saw her in Scream, but certainly liked her a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Christina Applegate I loved from Married with Children.
Yeah, that's all-time great, too.
You know, it's just...
Winnie?
Yeah,
that's
a good
one.
You
for me. Winnie's it.
That's a one you really can't skip.
Yeah.
Winnie was like, God damn.
Yeah.
You were young.
Yeah.
I was young when that came out, so I was like, God damn.
For sure.
Yeah, I
like
her.
Around her age. Like, that may be the hottest person in the world.
Yeah, she was special. I liked the other girl from Saved by the Bell, the showgirls girl.
Jesse Spano?
Yeah, I remember that debate on the bus, who do you think's hotter? I didn't know at that point.
That's not a debate.
Yeah, it's not a debate. Kelly Kapowski is way hotter.
I know, that's the thing. I didn't know that. I thought people thought that, what's her name, Jesse?
Jesse Spano in the show. I don't know her.
Yeah, she wasn't nearly as hot.
And it could just be because
Showgirls.
She did Showgirls, is that, yeah, you know, when I was a kid? Then. And I don't know, but yeah, I thought she was really, really hot.
You thought she was hotter than Kelly Kapowski?
I remember on the bus when everyone would talk about how hot Kelly Kapowski is, I thought we were all talking about Jesse, because I didn't really watch the show. So the whole time I thought we were talking about the hot girl from Saved by the Bell. Yeah, I know who that is. And I was very late to realizing, oh, they're talking about the other girl from Saved by the Bell. I just thought that Jesse was the hot girl in Saved by the Bell.
Man,
they're both hot.
Winnie's still really hot.
She's beautiful. Right. Yeah, I see her every now and then telling some sort of math book or whatever she does, giving math lessons.
Genius of some sort.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's aged quite well. Other hot crushes from our childhood. I feel like those are the big ones, right?
Yeah. I mean, Topanga was big for a lot of... It was a little bit after my time. It was Disney Channel, but Topanga was huge.
That was a little bit after my time, too.
Uh-huh.
Although there were people who watched it, but...
Alyssa Milano and...
Who's the Boss?
Yeah, Who's the
Who's
Boss?
The Boss? Yeah, she was definitely... And as time went on, that was one where it's never, like, you didn't know that she was pretty, but as that show went on, you're like, wait a second. Good God. Of course, I liked the mom, too. Whatever her name is. I loved her. I had a crush on her. Probably the main reason I watched that show in the beginning. But, yeah, did we forget anyone big? Did Twitch say anyone that we've... Oh, the Pink Power Ranger, Kim. Yeah, I did like her.
Pink Power Ranger's good.
Wasn't her name Kim? I don't know where I get that. But, yeah, the Pink Power Ranger. I liked her. Elizabeth Berkley. Tiffany Amber. We said that, right? Did somebody say it? Marissa Tomei. Well, yeah, that's a good one, too. But I don't know that she was... Was she on a show?
I remember.
I knew her from My Cousin Vinny. No, Marissa Tomei.
No, but Lisa Bonet.
Oh, Lisa Bonet's a good one. Different World.
Yeah.
And Cosby.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was that other girl in A Different World that I liked a lot.
Ooh, Jessica Biel.
What was she in?
She was in Seventh Heaven.
I never saw it. Mm. But I did see that movie where she was a stripper, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago.
Those two dudes and bosom buddies?
Was it Seventh Heaven or
Both of
Five?
Them, for sure. At least in the opening scenes. They looked good. Same with the Perfect Strangers guys, though.
Webster?
Webster, yeah. It's a good one, for sure. I know who...
I go with Webster.
For girls, it's the guy from Home Alone, or Home Improvement, right? JTT, he was like
Jonathan
the big...
Taylor Thomas.
Remember girls at my school? I had pictures of him in there.
Yeah.
Who were the other heartthrobs for girls? They liked that guy, Landis, Jonathan Landis? I don't know what he was
Jonathan
in.
Landis, the
what was
director?
It? No, what was his name? Jonathan something. He was in, like, Sidekicks with Chuck Norris. I don't know what he was in. He wasn't a lot.
Wasn't all like Johnny Depp in 21 Jump Street? Wasn't that a big deal?
That was probably
Taylor
a little before
Thomas,
my time.
Though, was, that's the hallmark.
JTT was the big one. That was... Because they still...
Girls had posters
they still
the
made Teen Bop, or whatever those magazines
posters,
were called.
Yep.
And he was the kid on the cover of all those magazines that those girls had stacked at schools. I know in the 80s they liked... they liked... What's his name from the Goonies? The guy that we've talked to on the show. The singer. Mm.
Data.
No, the guy who has a band that everyone makes fun of, Corey Feldman. They liked him in the 80s. And they liked both the Coreys, I think.
Corey Feldman's going on tour with Limp Bizkit.
Boom. Well, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You had me at Corey Feldman. Have you gone to see him live yet?
No, it's all with you.
You got to go. If you haven't seen Corey Feldman before.
You don't have to go.
You do.
You don't.
It's maybe the most fun I've had at a show ever.
It's horrifying. It's not good.
I loved it. I thought it was amazing. I don't know if it's as good now. I mean, there was something about that particular tour that
Ilo
was special.
Kunis in that 70s show.
Oh, yes. That's a good one. That's a very good one. Was she...
Good job, Twitch.
Wasn't she, like, younger than we thought? 14,
yeah,
15? Okay.
She lied about her age.
Okay, well then, I don't know. What is she?
It's got to be...
years younger than me?
The girls are younger, right? Like, it can't be Daisy Duke or whatever from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's like, what I was wondering.
Bach. Or whatever.
I just said, like, the mom from Who's the Boss.
I'm thinking of, like, you know, high school shows.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, so if they were teen girls, daughters, whatever, in those shows, then I feel like we covered the big ones.
Yeah.
I didn't like Claire Danes, My So-Called Life.
I liked that show.
She was cool, you know?
But I didn't think of her as, like, a sex symbol. I realized later how hot she was when I started seeing her and other stuff. I was like, whoa.
Blair from The Facts of Life?
She's hot. I didn't really watch it, but, I mean, she's hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with her, and yeah, I could see how guys would have a crush on her for sure. I gotta go, I guess, biggest of all those.
I'm sticking with Kelly Kapowski.
I'd probably go Justine Bateman and then maybe Christina Applegate. Christina Applegate, I wasn't really supposed to watch that show.
Yeah, but man, she was.
And she was just so hot.
She was special.
But it's not like you guys have mentioned anyone who isn't.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
True.
I mean, if you get into movies and it's a whole other bag of chicks. Am I right? So
yeah, that's right.
I think we got it. I'm looking at Twitch to see. Someone said that they think Topher Grace is so cute. I could see him being a heartthrob for girls at the time.
Really?
I mean, really anybody.
I thought Ashton would be like the
if they like the dork. I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's those girls who like the dorky guy.
Sure.
Whatever. I could see them liking Topher Grace. I think they also liked the older brother on Home Improvement. But it was like JTT was the main guy.
Oh, he was the one.
Yeah. I don't recall anybody having pictures of the youngest brother. Mm-mm. I did like Fran Drescher, but she was like an adult. right? The nanny?
Yeah.
I loved her. She always was wearing a skirt and nylons in every episode.
Super hot. Super hot.
I loved the nanny. I mean, I didn't actually love the show, but I watched it. I never missed it. Made sure my mom knew, like, it's starting. Got in there to watch. I don't think she knew why I wanted to watch it, but yeah, I had a huge, huge, huge crush on her. I'd say I had more crush on her as a girl.
I have no idea who she is. And Charles in Charge? The Charles one that Scott Baio watched?
Oh, yeah, that girl is hot. Yeah, I don't know who she is. Yeah, that girl's hot. What happened to her?
Don't know.
Yeah, she was hot. I didn't watch that show a ton, but I know who you're talking about for sure. Snowcone, you're going to Topanga?
No, Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, yeah. Those are the top two for you.
Probably. Christina Applegate's up there.
Christina Applegate was hot.
But I mean, Kelly Kapowski's just, she's number one by so far that there really isn't a two.
It's not even close?
No.
That's kind of how I feel about Justine Bateman, although you mentioned that she kind of looks like her brother, and that has made it tougher in recent years when I had to go to a show. Like, no, look at what she looked like in the show, and
it's just
I get
him
it.
With long
you,
hair.
You see her, you see him now, but I'd never heard of him at the time, and I just remember thinking she was the definition of beauty. I thought the other sister was
Cameron Diaz in the mask.
Yeah, I know that's your favorite. That's your favorite hot chick in a movie ever.
It's not just mine. It's just a fact.
Wasn't she like 19 in that movie? Something crazy?
I'm not sure.
I've heard that somewhere that she was really young. But that was the first time anybody saw her.
That's perfection on film.
Well, you were also at a perfect age where you thought... Because to me,
again,
Kim Cattrall...
It's not just my opinion. Oh, yeah.
Kim Cattrall in The Mannequin was the hottest woman to ever grace the screen. And I followed her career closely for many years after, all the way up to Sex and the City. So I think it's important where you were, how old you were when you first saw it, and how old were you when The Mask came out?
Young.
Pretty young, right?
Yeah.
So that was maybe even the first time you felt it move?
Oh, man, I felt a lot of things when I saw her in that.
Yeah, but that could be the first time that you sort of felt it move.
Yeah,
and
that was,
you were like, I need to get it, I need to rewind this.
Perfection on film.
I need to watch this scene over and over, because... Everybody has that.
When she comes in on the bank from the rain with a red dress on. My God.
Clearly you know it very, very, very well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's your mannequin. And Laszlo's is something weird. What was the movie that you rewound all the time because you felt it move and you knew that you liked chicks? Wasn't it like Cape Fear?
There is a movie. Yeah, it's crazy.
Something.
I forget her name. I can never remember her name when you bring this up, but she has nylons on. She pulls her skirt up in the back of a car.
Yeah. There was a lot of that in the 80s.
Yeah. And I remember, like, I was like, oh, I like that.
That's why we're into it. Because that's
it was
part of
flick.
What...
I don't remember what it is.
Part of... I mean, they even had the show, Silk Stockings. There were so many seduction scenes where the woman's pulling her stockings up or whatever. And, you know, then people like Snow Cone, who apparently are younger. He claims he's younger. They don't understand it. But I think if you're our age, it makes perfect sense. Barbara Walters, was that... No, you know who Laszlo liked was the chick from Who's the Boss in Soap?
Yeah.
Maude.
Yeah, I do like her.
No, Mona. Yeah, Mona. Laszlo liked Mona. He was into older chicks. That was part of the thing, too. We were all into older chicks at that point, but he was into much, much older chicks.
The Church of Laszlo.
So, these particular yard signs, Laszlo, I don't know if you've seen one before, they just say, thank you, Jesus. Have you seen one of these? So simple, right? Just thank you, Jesus. But I guess these things really took off. They've gotten very, very popular. And like I said, they started in North Carolina, but apparently they're all over the South and maybe even other parts of the Midwest and other parts of the country. And, you know, it's the sort of thing that if you see it, you don't necessarily think, oh, I wonder who started that. I wonder what organization's behind it. You just think like, oh, they're religious there, right? They're Christians. They want people to know that they're Christians. Well, there is a guy who came up with this. He was fairly young when he came up with it. Apparently, it was a pretty big deal because these signs became so popular. But he finds himself in the news now. And I saw the story about these Thank You Jesus signs. Man behind Thank You Jesus signs. He was arrested. And his mugshot's out there. What do you think the guy who came up with the Thank You Jesus signs got in trouble for?
I have no idea.
Well, you usually have a guess with this sort of Jesus
stuff.
Oh,
saying he... I thought he got arrested. Okay, so maybe I was confused a little bit. It didn't have anything to do with selling the signs?
No. It didn't have anything to do with selling the signs.
Oh, he touched a kid.
The guy who came up with
the
sign originally and, is responsible for their popularity. So, Saul's mugshot.
The man behind the Thank You Jesus yard signs is now facing child sex crime charges here in North Carolina. Lucas Hunt was arrested earlier this week in Asheboro. Authorities say that he willingly received an explicit video of a minor. He was released on a $75,000 bond and is due in court next month.
Okay, so here's my thing. If he's a youth minister... You've taught me over the years. Hey, you know, be a little suspicious, or at least be careful. Just because they're a youth minister does not mean that they aren't so bad. I mean, we've learned from the Catholic Church, right?
Yeah.
That a priest is not someone that you probably
necessarily want to trust.
Necessarily want to leave your kids alone.
Now, there's good ones, but, you know.
Of course. And we're not saying that just because you are openly Christian or celebrate your Christianity, that means you're obviously hiding something.
No.
Doesn't mean that. It just means that there are certain things that are appealing to people who are hiding something.
Exactly.
Some people may try and hide.
You have to vet them very,
very, very closely.
Right.
And
because if you want to get around kids and be influential to them, that's a way to do it.
Church apparently is a pretty good way to do it. And it's also a good way to get people's trust without them even knowing you. For the longest time, a youth minister, well, he's dedicated his life to Jesus and to helping these kids. Well, of course, and I'm sure a lot of them actually have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the percentage is. Would you say it's most of them, Lazo? I don't.
Most of them touch kids?
No, most of them have good intentions.
Yeah, of course.
I would like to think. I know that you've jaded me a bit, but I'd like to think that most of them have good intentions. But if you are the type of person who would like to harm kids,
these
roles can become very appealing to you. Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be that you are the youth minister. Now it's just you came up with a sign that says, thank you, Jesus, and people celebrate you. Isn't that great? Isn't that amazing? Right. Everyone loves these signs. Let's put them in our yards. I mean, it looked to me like he teamed up with some organization that started making, because they reached out for comment to that organization, like, we don't have any comment. But I just thought, why is it that anytime there's something with someone being very conspicuously Christian, I think it's usually Christian, right? Maybe it's just because it's the most popular religion in this country. But when they're very open about their Christianity and how proud they are, when they get in trouble legally, it feels like
there's usually a sex scandal involved somewhere.
And so often it's a scandal with minors, but it's usually a sex scandal. To the point where now, if I see someone who is just vehemently anti-gay, I'm like, you are, at the very least, fighting strong urges.
Yes.
And I think some of them, I'll give them, this is the amount of grace I'm allowed to give them. I will say, I think that guy may think that every guy has the same exact urges he does.
Okay.
And because
of that,
of course we have to fight this. Of course we have to.
Right.
And I think that's giving them a lot of leeway. But I will give them that. But I'm to the point now where if you are one of those people who's out there and that's like your whole thing,
that
I really have no doubt.
That which you fear the most will meet you halfway.
Yeah.
Look at Snowcomb. He grew up anti-gay.
Yeah. And then...
Now look at him.
He had the falling out with the mom. Never repaired the falling out with the dad. Well, the family, whatever. Yeah. The whole Phelps thing, whatever that organization was. I don't know. They're all the same.
Wherever you went to church, whatever that was.
But if you are one of those people, if I see that person now, I'm very confident. I'm not saying, okay, majority of youth ministers we're willing to say are good people. I am not willing to say the same for someone who is out there constantly talking about the sins of homosexuality.
Well,
those people, I'm not even saying that they're necessarily bad. I think what they're doing is bad.
Yeah.
But I do think that they are gay or fighting bisexual, whatever. They definitely have some urges. I lean like 90% of them. At this point, I think.
Like if you're that, just like.
Yes.
So you
that's
think
your whole thing.
Phelps dude was gay?
I think that's different. Him, maybe, yes.
You think Fred Phelps was gay?
Or at least had urges that he thinks everyone else had, you know, or has. I think when it becomes a family thing, you're trying to win over your family's approval, all that. But if you're the leader and you're out there, a minister or whatever, and this is your thing. Now, if you're just a youth minister at a church, I'm not going to leave my kids alone with you. You know, just because you're a youth minister, that doesn't make you safe to me.
Right, no.
It has a little bit of the opposite effect. Doesn't make you unsafe, but it doesn't. But like you've said in the past, Lazo, if you have to leave your kid with someone in a hurry, and you're at a bar, and there's a priest, and there's a biker, and there's a youth minister, you know, who do you leave your kid with?
A biker. The worst thing that happens is he's got a little bit of a meth problem, saltier language.
Yes. Your kid might be exposed to secondhand smoke.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? But those guys...
he's not going to get diddled, I don't think.
I don't think that's his thing. If it was his thing, he'd become a youth minister, I guess, or come up with a sign that talks about
how... It doesn't seem like that would be the case.
Yeah. And it's ruined me so much to the point where... And we don't have to rehash this again. I know it's been a few years, and said I wouldn't bring it up again. But the Mr. Rogers thing, I love that guy, and he seemed like the one, you know, pure
There's
person.
Back there.
And I just,
no,
after the documentary, after the movie, I was like, man, is there something
there?
There's not saying there's any evidence of it. Other than, is anyone actually capable of being that wholesome? There was a time when I would have said, absolutely, Lazo has jaded me to the point where
there's something
there.
There's something in the closet of
Mr.
Rogers.
No, there is not.
Whether it's an urge, I don't know if they ever did anything.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. But if I see someone like that, I go, eh. And if I see some guy, some white guy, he's got his face up and he's like, I came up with all these signs that are so popular, I think, what's going on?
Right.
I don't know what it is, but I just become a little more suspicious of that person. This guy wasn't even necessarily trying to be around kids. He just came up with a sign that said, thank you, Jesus. So, and what does that do to the organization as a whole? All those people have those signs now. You know, do you keep them? You throw the bathwater out with the baby? I don't know how that works. I think you probably got to get rid of the sign. The sign just says, thank you, Jesus. You think it's okay?
Yeah.
Try and rebrand it?
Yeah, that guy didn't do anything wrong.
Who didn't do anything?
The guy who bought the sign.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that. Thank you, Jesus guy didn't do anything wrong.
He bought a sign. Like, it just says, thank you, Jesus.
I know.
It doesn't say... He didn't give money to his defense fund or anything.
Yeah, no, not yet. Not that I know of. So I feel like you probably should be able to keep it, but I just have a feel. I wouldn't buy stock in that sign organization now.
The Church of Laszlo.
Man, I thought of you when I saw that Amazon, whatever they call those things, those events like Apple does. You see him show off the Alexa thing?
No, what is it?
I know you were big into Alexa, and then I feel like
I
slowly over time... There were things that you wanted to do, and you started to get frustrated with adding additional things.
I was never able to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
But
so.
Like making the lights.
Yeah, I get to turn on when I come home and stuff like that, but I was never able to figure it out.
But you still use it.
I never really
alarm.
Tried, but yeah. I use an Alexa to wake me up every morning.
Yeah, that's what you said. It's downstairs.
In the kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can't turn it off without going down there. Well, did you see what they're. I mean, it makes perfect sense with all the AI stuff, but they're calling it Alexa Plus.
Uh-uh.
And. She's basically going to become a lot more helpful. I don't know what all Alexa can do right now. I know my mom's got it set up at her house and does quite a bit. It'll turn on the lights and it'll basically, I would say it's mainly for turning on and off the lights, but it will do other things. It can change the thermostat in the house and she can, you know, do the shopping list. I've heard her do that.
Yeah.
She'll ask it to buy stuff, which, you know, that's been a feature since it was launched. But now they did this big thing and they're showing off how it's going to start using some sort of artificial intelligence, and now it'll be able to do all kinds of stuff. This guy, Senos Panay, he was one of the guys who's on. So he works for Amazon,
okay,
and he was talking about how much better she's going
to
be.
Yeah, she's smarter. She's conversational. She's personalized to you. It's so exciting when you have a conversation with Alexa. It feels incredibly natural. But I think most exciting is she'll actually help you get some stuff done.
Because you like talking to ChatGPT now. I'll give you an example of some of the things. They say she'll be able to make dinner reservations.
Okay.
If you told me she could already do that, I don't know.
She calls or just does it online?
She must do it online, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it says that she makes dinner. I was assuming that you use like OpenTable. Maybe she works with that. She can order groceries.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she could already do that. Or is it just
that
she buys stuff
on
Amazon? So now you can do
she
the same.
Uses Instacart or something?
Yeah. Maybe you can choose.
Oh, no, I bet it all comes from Whole Foods, right?
Maybe, but I could see them teaming up with Instacart or one of those where you can use an app. I could see them doing that. She can book you an Uber.
Yeah, she's been able to do that for a while.
She has?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they made that seem like she'll be able to text people for you. I would have thought she could have texted people already. But
too, if they also had an Alexa and you had them set up together.
Okay. She can get tickets for you off of Ticketmaster, which I guess if there's a concert coming and you know you're not going to be one of those people who waits at midnight.
That's smart.
I don't know if she'll be any better at it than a human would be or any as good as those bots that the buyers
already
have.
She does it.
Yeah, that way you can just, hey, if it works, it works. But I know that she tried. It says she can also remember things now, like the way AI remembers stuff about you. Like you could tell her your family's coming over for dinner. And then she can tell you, hey, you know, don't forget your nephew's coming over. Also, don't forget that your nephew's allergic to peanuts.
Oh,
whatever,
right.
Because you've told her that your family's coming over, and now she's
is this just
reminders.
An update that all, or you have to buy a new
it
one?
It looked like you're buying these new devices, but it also looked like the Amazon Plus features would be fed through at least some of those existing Alexa devices.
Okay.
You have to have a membership. It costs like $20
Alexa
a month.
Alexa Plus membership?
But if you're a Prime member, then I got the impression it's included. If you're not a Prime member, you pay $20 a month. But everyone's a Prime member, right?
Right.
So it's included. I think Amazon Prime, I don't know what it costs. I think it said Amazon Prime if you buy it on its own is like $15 a month, but I think if you buy it annually, it's cheaper. Anyhow, it basically means that she will be a virtual assistant now. She'll be able to help you do more than just turn the lights on and off. And if you have an Echo, what's the one with the screen on it? Echo Show, maybe? Do you have one of those?
Yeah.
I think if you have one of those, I think you get it first.
Oh, but really? Okay.
It starts rolling out like very soon, and then. But I heard that within the next few months, you were able to have it. So you'll be able to sit there and actually have conversations with her now.
That'd be nice.
I mean, the fact that you've now gotten into AI and thinking to ask it, hey, what about this? What about that? Now, we're talking like this summer, you could just be sitting in your living room without having to buy some techie, whatever, AI, chatbot, robot. Mm-hmm. Just talking. You could be sitting there having a conversation with Alexa. Talking about movies.
Be
talking
great.
About just all kinds of stuff. So here she is. Now she's talking to us.
But when does it roll out?
It said in the next couple months, it starts in the first markets, whatever those markets are, and the rest of the country will get it in the months following. So it's supposed to be out like within the next 5-6 months.
Okay.
There's a good chance that you should have it. And if you have, depends on which device you have too, but depending on the device, certain people will get it before others. So I don't know.
Would you not use it?
Well, I had one before, and I just never really set it up to do anything good. It would turn on a light. I basically got it to do what my Xbox used to do.
Right.
When I had the Kinect. So I got it to turn on the lights for me. Like, what it would do is when I came home, I'd say hello. She would turn on the Xbox. That was my media center. And then turn on the lights in the kitchen and the dining room. Right. That's it. That's basically all I had it doing. When I looked back on it at one point, it would also ding if I got a package, right?
Yeah,
mine Amazon too, delivered, it goes dong dong. So I knew that somebody had been at the door. But when I looked back at its user history at one point, I saw that I'd had, you know, like 150 questions in the last 4 weeks. It was all asking, how old is this actor?
Right.
How old is... It was just dumb stuff. And so, for whatever reason, I was like, this is embarrassing that I even have this thing. I don't know. I don't have it plugged up right. I'm not using it.
I don't have it mine. But, so I mean, I still use it.
And I wanted to do, like, the remote thing where all the remote... Where it would control my TV. That was the thing.
Of course.
That was the hump. And I bought the other thing.
I'd like it to control all my lights. I mean, I would like it to do all that. I know people have it hooked up in their car. They say, start my car.
I know.
But I've never figured out how to do it. I still think there should be a business where they say, hey, doesn't matter what you want to use. Google Home. You want to use Apple. You want to use Alexa. Here, we're going to come in. We'll sell you the package of all the stuff you need. We'll hook it all up. And then you leave, and when you come back, it'll just work.
They should. It's the modern equivalent of those professional stereo installers.
Exactly. Just
come
have it so I can come back, and then when I walk in, the lights go on, and you just tell me what to say.
Yeah. They absolutely should. Maybe, though, with her being smarter now, she can tell us how to do it. Like, you know, you need to, for the remote, I watched all those YouTube tutorials. You have to buy this $100 wireless remote thing. Okay, put that in the back of the room. Then you have to buy this other thing. I followed the instructions, so I just thought, well, as long as I follow the instructions on this YouTube video, it'll work. Never could get it to work. I do like the idea of saying, pause the show, rewind it, start the show over, change it to go to Netflix.
Yeah, of course.
All those things. I did like that, but that, when I got hung up there and it made me feel stupid, I was like, I don't need this. And so I finally just unplugged it.
Well,
but
maybe
now that it's smart.
If it's smart, that'll be nicer.
Yeah. I mean, having the conversations. Because Brooke sits at home talking to ChatGPT constantly. Well, now she could actually sit there and talk to it, right, verbally. I mean, we're close, man. We're getting really close. Next step.
Sex robots.
Give her legs. Exactly. And now we're in business.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
So maybe this is common knowledge, but if you find yourself job hunting and you go out to do an interview, employers will sometimes do these secret tests. They have these kind of things set up because they want to see how you respond to this stuff.
Okay.
I didn't know this. And then I've been talking about it with Brooke because she'd been job hunting. And then today there's this article in the New York Post and there's people on Reddit talking about this exact same thing, these secret tests that employers will do.
They give you tests while you're at an interview?
Like there could be something that they do on purpose. Like the first thing that I heard was that some employers will say, hey, maybe this is for the second interview. Maybe you've sat down for one interview. They say they'd like to talk to you again. But whatever the case, they may say, let's go get lunch.
Okay.
So you go to a restaurant. That these employers will, beforehand, they will set this up with the server to say, hey, make sure you bring the person the wrong order. The person that I'm going to be here with.
Okay.
Bring them the wrong order. They want to see how you respond to getting the wrong order. If you don't say anything, then that's not great. If you're a dick about it, then that's not great either. They don't want someone who's going to be too passive and not assertive in any way,
right,
shape, or form,
sure,
which would have been me. If I'm on a job interview, and here's this guy or gal who could potentially hire me, and I get the wrong food, I'm just eating it. Right? I mean, I think my instinct in that, the last thing, I don't really complain about food at a restaurant begin with.
I wouldn't.
The only thing I could possibly think is that if they brought the food, I might say, like, hey, I didn't order this. Not a big deal. I'm fine with it. I just want to make sure if someone else is going to get my food, it's going to cause you problems. Right, sure. I don't want to, you know, if you can grab it now. Otherwise, please don't take it away from me. I will eat it. But I don't know that I would do that. Now,
I don't
know
that that passes the test for them anyway.
Yeah, I don't know how that would do in the test.
Does it say what they're looking for your answer?
They just say that they want someone who's assertive, but also friendly, kind, that they can handle that situation like an adult. So I don't know what that would be. But the truth is,
obviously, the thing would be like, hey, not a big deal. I'm in no hurry. But you brought me the wrong thing. Can you take this back and bring me the next thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Not a big deal.
Especially in that moment, though.
But I don't think I do, mate.
I wouldn't. I mean, now I guess I would because I've heard this. But if I didn't know that was the thing, I'm not thinking it in that moment. All I'm thinking is I'm not going to make this an issue. Who cares what I'm eating?
Right.
I'm trying to get a job. One of the really simple things they said they do is they if there's a receptionist in the building, they talk to the receptionist. They want to know, hey, when this interviewee came in, were they friendly? Did they say goodbye to you? You know, what was their behavior like? So it could be as simple as
that's
that.
That's easy.
Yeah, that seems right. One of the things is asking questions that don't have a correct answer. It says hiring managers at Google do this one a lot. One question they'd ask was, how many golf balls would fit into a school bus? What do you want me to answer then? What am I supposed to do? They say, you'd need to know the exact size of the school bus and do all kinds of math, so that's kind of unreasonable.
I had a buddy that worked for Google, and I think he said they asked him how many gallons of water are in the ocean.
Really?
Yeah, to like calculate.
They say the reason they do it, they ask, is they want to see if people will toss a number out or if they think through it and try to explain why a right answer is possible or not. Like, how you handle this dumb question that has no right answer. Are you just going to throw something out? Are you just going to say, I can't do it? So what do you want me to do?
Right.
What am I supposed to do in that moment? Am I supposed to throw a number out? I don't have an answer
for that. How many golf balls can fit in a bus?
Yeah, in a school bus. I guess if you're going to start making me try and do really rough math off the top of my head, we're going to have a problem.
Right.
I have a big problem, buddy. I don't know how big a golf ball is. I certainly don't know how big the inside of a school bus is. I never was close on the guess how many pieces of candy are in this jar thing.
Right.
Never got that.
Well, if you're asking me these questions, like, what? Well,
I probably don't want to
work
there.
For you, right. How many pumpkins can fit in your mom's vagina?
Yep. A lot. A lot. I don't know the exact number.
From
I'm not
last night,
enough.
I know two.
But probably more
two.
Today than yesterday.
I want to know if you're just going to throw out a number or not, but I know two for sure.
It's just, and look, these people
are a little room to spare, but I don't know. Maybe just a two and a gourd? Two and a gourd I'm going to go with.
And a gourd.
Calvin, I'm going to go with two and a gourd.
I mean, Google, sure. I don't know. Those people are probably smart. But if I sit down, any job that I'm applying for, if they start asking me questions like that, I think I'm like,
right.
Okay. It's like the personality test.
Right.
They want you to take the personality test. Why?
Right.
Come on. And then we're going to discuss the personality test. They want to see if you're a team player. They say a manager at a restaurant said that they like to leave a broom on the floor to see if the person will pick it up when they walk by or if they just step over it. And if they just step over it, then they don't get hired. They have to make sure that they saw it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, if it's laying on the floor, I think I would pick it up.
Yeah, I would too.
I don't have to know that I'm being tested.
If they step over it.
Yeah.
Well, obviously I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah. They try to see what kind of a truth teller or liar you are. They will pretend, like one of the examples they gave is pretending to know a non-existent person at one of your old jobs. And you say, oh, I used to work at such and such. Oh, I know Craig over there, right?
Yeah.
And if you say, oh, you know, and they say, do you know Craig? If you say yes, they know you're a liar. How
what
do you handle that?
There is a Craig there.
Well, you know, now we got real problems here, buddy, because you should have looked into this before you decided
there
to ask this
Craig
question.
There. Yeah.
Maybe you come up with the name they used in the examples, like Zeke. So maybe that's what they do is use a really uncommon name, I would assume. Zeke is an uncommon name. Maybe it's not. But, yeah, what would you do in that scenario? Would you say, oh, yeah, I know.
Well, if I didn't know Zeke, I would say I didn't know him. When did he work there? That's what I would say.
It's
just a normal
answer.
He's
worked there a long time.
It's not that hard. They're like, you know Zeke? I don't know. When did he work there? And that's what I would say. Isn't that what you would say? Would you wouldn't be like, yeah, I know Zeke. Like, even just saying, I know Zeke seems like a dumb idea, even if I think there was a Zeke.
I don't know the motivation.
Because they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, he talks about this or whatever. Like, now I'm just getting myself in a rabbit. Even if I knew Zeke, I might say I don't know him.
What is the motivation for saying you know him?
Because now you're just getting into, like, now we're getting way off on this interview. So they're like, hey, do you know, like, you know, well, why would I lie about knowing Zeke?
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it. Unless you're worried that, Like, are they not going to believe that I work there if I don't know Zeke?
People lie because they want to feel like, oh, yeah, of course I know Zeke. And now we've got something in common. We know the same person. We're connecting on a level. But, I feel like in my head right away I'd be like this. Not that there is no Zeke, but I'd be like, he's going to ask me questions I'm not going to know.
Yeah, I can't decipher what the motivation would be for me to say I know Zeke, so I would just have to be like, yeah, no. And I do think I would be a little bit confused, especially if I knew all my coworkers while at the old job.
Well, I'm just saying, like, when did he work there? Yeah.
They must have worked there before me. Maybe the most common, depending on who you ask. Some of these bosses said this was...
Although there could be someone here who worked here for 20 years. They're like, you know Stephanie? And I'm like, no.
Well, that's true.
And they're like, well, she says she knows you. I'm like, no, she does. Like, no, really.
I believe that.
There's a picture of you guys. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah. That's not only... That's
don't know her name.
That's how I predict that goes down.
Mm-hmm.
That if they asked, do you know this person? Right. You would definitely say no. I probably would, too. And then when they showed the picture, I go, oh, yeah, worked together many years. Many, many years. I liked her, actually. She's very, very nice. The water test, I guess, is one of the most common ones. If they offer you water, what are you supposed to do?
Am I thirsty?
I don't know. Apparently, this is a test.
That's how I answer based on my thirst.
Yeah. Well, they say if they offer you water, saying yes makes you look confident. How does that make me confident? By accepting the water.
Well, I think if you say no, I do understand. Like, if you say no, it just means you're nervous.
Okay.
Right? So if they say, hey, I'm going to grab a bottle of water. You want one? And you're like, and you say no, I think it means, you know, I'm uptight here a little bit.
Okay.
Right? And I think if you're just like, yeah, I'll have one, I feel like you're much more confident. I do believe that, yeah.
I would just think the water thing
if you went into a place, because if you were, I know, but if you went into a place, a home where you didn't know anyone,
mm-hmm.
and someone said, you want a water, because you're nervous, you'd be more likely to say no. But if you came over to my house and I was like, dude, you want a water? You'd be like, yeah, of course. You'd grab one. So I think that's just a little more confident in your surroundings, right?
Well, if you do say yes, that's a good thing, apparently. If you drink it too fast, that's a bad thing. Now you look nervous. So you're supposed to say yes to the water, and then you're supposed to gradually sip the water. Everything in this, because, like, I guess if you're thirsty and you actually drink it too fast, they say you're nervous now. You're chugging the water, you're nervous, and that's a bad thing. I can't do it. I've never interviewed once in my life, and there's no way I would be able to do it. To me, applying for a job is filling out an application, that double-sided piece of paper. You hand it in. They ask for your Social Security number. If they want to hire you, they call you later and say, hey, so you're available? When can you start? And that's that. I've never been in an interview. Have you?
Yeah,
I've like sat in a real interview where you sat down and you knew you were being interviewed.
Yeah,
I've never done it.
Get big.
I mean, the car dealership.
Get big.
Man, sit. Or what do they call
it? Yeah.
Don't shrink up.
Put your arms out. Don't shrink up.
It's like what be cops confident. Talk about body language in an interrogation.
Be confident. Room. Don't be. That's get big. Arms out.
I've never done it. I mean. The fact that you're supposed to study for the stuff and then you're supposed to look into these tests and have your answers ready, I can't imagine. Snowcone says he's been interviewed. He sat down for an interview at a restaurant. I worked at restaurants. They never interviewed me. I filled out an application.
Years ago. They interviewed me to be a waiter or a bartender. Right. Then they interview you.
I mean, literally after I filled out the application,
they just show up and start working?
I sat down at the bar and waited for the manager. He came over.
Applebee's?
And he's like, Applebee's is what I'm talking about now. Yeah, he came over and he was like, hey, and he's like, so can you work these days and these days? Yeah, do you have any experience? Yes or no? And they're just like, okay, well, I'll give you a call. And he called me later and said, hey, we could use some help this week if you want to get started.
Three part interview with multiple people.
I'm saying I never went into an office and sat down.
It was the one time sit down in a booth and
I was just waiting. I'm sitting at the bar waiting for the manager to come by because he's going to tell me whether or not they need help. And he came back and he said, hey, how's it going? I just don't think of that. Certainly there were no secret tests going on. I didn't go into anyone's office. And the car dealership, I just got the job. I mean, I went in and talked to the guy with my application in hand. And he was like, great, when can you start? I just don't consider that an interview because I didn't really have to sit and talk with them. I could see you doing it for this job.
Of course.
In this industry, rather, whatever.
Plenty of times.
But I've never had to do it. I had to sit down with that guy who was our boss.
Flown into places and have them pick up at the airport and
go
in and talk to them and then go to dinner with them and then get dropped off your hotel and have breakfast with them the next day. Yeah, I've done that plenty of times.
That counts. I've never done that. I did have breakfast with our old boss once when he started. Remember the guy over there who was our boss for a little while?
Yeah.
And when he started, he said he wanted to get to know me. So he wanted to know if I'd go to breakfast with him. So we went to breakfast, and he asked me about me, and that was it. I don't think that's really an interview, but
well,
I guess
that's... You already worked here.
All right, I already worked here, so, you know, seems like that doesn't count.
Me and you have discussions on a daily basis, I can't imagine you acing an interview.
No, I can't.
Like, I don't think this is an interview, and the guy's like, yeah, no, you... I'm the one who just started here.
I'm saying that's
like,
the closest
thing.
Right.
I already have the job. And he's like, yeah, you've worked here for 20 years. You're like, well, whatever. I like French toast.
I was trying to get a new contract.
I like French toast.
At the time. My contract was
French
up.
Toast.
And that's the closest thing. I'm saying that's the closest thing.
Is there,
I sat down and talked to
is
him.
Is it more expensive because they use eggs on the French toast?
This is before
French toast.
The egg crisis.
The Church of Laszlo.
If you're forced to move out of America to another country, what country do you choose? That's all they asked Americans.
I'm forced?
Yeah, like for some reason you're going to leave the country. You got to go
all
live
countries
in a different
are
country.
Open and options?
Yep. Most popular answer from Americans, what do you think?
Canada?
Yeah. 19%. Italy was second. Then England, Australia, Ireland, France, Switzerland, Costa Rica, Scotland, and Germany. Top 10. I mean, if you got to move,
like
there's other things that
Bahamas?
I need to know, probably. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If I'm forced to leave now and
go
start over.
Jamaica, Bahamas.
I'm going to pick somewhere.
Or somewhere warm.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Bahamas.
Australia's not bad.
No, it's far away, though.
It's just too far.
Right, because that's the other thing. Do I still have family back here?
I don't
even
know if it really exists.
Yeah.
I've heard...
Big bugs.
I've heard both.
Yeah, so...
I've heard rumors that
I know Bahamas. The Bahamas exists. I've been there. Yeah,
Bahamas, Jamaica.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Somewhere warm seems good. I guess the people in Canada, I get it, you want to be close, but
right.
If I'm forced to leave, then why am I leaving? And for the people who say, if you've thought about leaving, which some of them are like, you know, I've thought about leaving, moving somewhere else, it's still Canada. I guess that's just you thought about leaving because you're upset with something in the United States. I don't know, but you live close to Canada. You spend a lot of time in Canada.
It's the same thing, only nicer. It really is. Like, you know, it's just a little bit cleaner.
Got the health care.
A little bit nicer.
Get some health care. Yeah. And it gets cold in the winter, which you were in Detroit, so you were used to that. And that's really it. Italy does sound good, but they speak a different language. That's going to make it
pain
tough.
Pain in the ass.
It's going to be a huge pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass. Not interested. Yeah. Not interested. That's why, to me, you could do Canada or England. We'll pull that off.
Yeah,
living in London
cloudy.
Would be fun.
It's the same
cloudy.
Thing, right? I just assume it's the exact same as
exactly.
Here.
Yeah. It's so cloudy there.
That's the thing. I want somewhere nice and warm.
Yeah, if it's like Seattle weather, I don't want to live. I don't want to deal with that. I mean, Italy would be great, but
like
it's
Bahamas,
the
Jamaica,
thing.
Like whatever money you brought down there has probably put you at the top. Percent
well, right, they don't. We're not getting into this like which place do I think I could be successful and all those things.
Right,
if we're getting into that, it's totally different. But if I'm just choosing
at least even in the Bahamas, you could get a job
at a hotel.
Tendon Bar hotel.
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot open there.
Yes, so find something. I may not be buying big screen TVs, but I can find a job. Yeah, we're all going to the Bahamas then, I guess.
Yeah.
That's where we're headed.
Yep.
Well, good show, Gene Hackman. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.